DHS calls out anti-ICE protesters for sharing list of hotels allegedly hosting agents. Minneapolis, the Department of Homeland Security said on January 11th that federal agents in Minnesota were put at risk after a list of their alleged hotel locations circulated online. Revealing their locations puts them at enormous risk of retaliation from these monsters, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin wrote in a statement to the Epoch Times. Sunrise Twin Cities, a youth-led group against immigration and customs enforcement operations, is publishing a weekly list of hotels where they suspect immigration agents are staying. The Minneapolis-based group has spent weeks urging locals to hold noise demonstrations outside hotels, hoping management will become fed up, kick out the agents, and cancel future reservations. DHS would not confirm or deny the accuracy of the list. "We would never confirm where our officers are staying and put their lives in jeopardy. That would be insane," McLaughlin added. McLaughlin said these lists of locations can be harmful as officers face a surge of assaults, vehicular attacks, and death threats, many of which have already been directed at the agent involved in a deadly altercation with a protester last week. Friday night's hotel demonstration, hosted by Sunrise Twin Cities, resulted in 30 people being detained after an unlawful assembly was declared outside the Canopy Hotel. "I felt like I was in The Purge," a Canopy Hotel staffer told the Epoch Times on January 10th. The Canopy Hotel was up and running Saturday with seemingly no signs of damage inside or broken windows outside. But that was not the case for the Depot Renaissance Hotel, just a few blocks away from the Canopy Hotel. The Depot Renaissance Hotel had approximately $6,000 worth of damage to windows from graffiti on Friday. By Saturday afternoon, the graffiti was removed, with fencing and no trespassing signs scattered across the property and surrounding area. A large number of police officers were present both inside and outside of the hotel on Saturday night. The hotel bar inside was also standing by to close early if another round of protesters decided to brave the 20-degree temperatures to hold additional noise demonstrations. The anti-ICE hotel demonstrations and repeated phone calls to front desks to demand they cancel reservations from agents also had an effect at a Hilton-affiliated hotel in the Minneapolis area. "We have noticed an influx of gov reservations made today that have been for DHS, and we are not allowing any ICE or immigration agents to stay at our property," an email from a hotel employee shared by DHS in an X post on January 5th reads. "If you are with DHS or immigration, let us know as we will have to cancel your reservation." DHS slammed the cancellations. "This is unacceptable," the department posted on X. On January 6th, Hilton said it would sever its ties with the hotel. The Lakeville Hotel is now listed as permanently closed online. The Epoch Times has contacted Hilton for comment.